In Jesus' precious name. Our prayers are answered in Jesus' name. Can we go ahead and give the Lord a clap and a shout of celebration?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You may be seated in God's presence. I would like to sincerely appreciate God for this opportunity, or for this privilege, and appreciate my father and mother in the Lord for this privilege. I refuse to take it for granted in the name of Jesus Christ. I'll be bringing your way this morning a brief charge on the subject dominating, ruling through prayer and fasting. James chapter 5 verse 17. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth for the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. Father, I connect with help and grace to deliver life-changing word to the glory of your name, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. The objective this morning is threefold. Number one is to understand what prayer is all about. Number two is to understand the profitability of prayer. And number three is to understand how to secure results at the place of prayer. And I would like to start this morning by saying that the force of prayer is one of the most potent forces for dominion on the earth. Those who know how to pray, those who know how to bow before God in prayer, can stand before personalities and situations. You cannot be strong in prayer and be weak in life. Prayer makes a man to command the submission of principalities, to command the respect of witches and wizards. Prayer makes a man to compel the submission of principalities and powers. Elias was a man of like passion as we are. The only difference was that he prayed. And for 3.5 years, there was no rain, no dew. Why? Because he prayed. Do you have any examples of many scriptures that dominated or ruled in their generation through prayers? Yes, number one, we have Jacob. Jacob connected with power and strength to prevail in life at the place of prayer. In Genesis 32, verse 24 to 28, he wrestled with an angel, and Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go except thou bless me." And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." The place of prayer is the place of dominion. Example number two is Moses. In Exodus chapter 32, verse 32, He prayed to God. He said, if thou will forgive their sin. Verse 32. Yet now, if thou will forgive their sin, and if not, blot me out, I pray thee, out of thy book, which thou hast what? Written. He was a man of prayer. And no wonder, he was a commander in his generation. Through him, God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. He caused the gods of Egypt to bow to the authority of Jesus. He caused the Red Sea to part for the children of Israel. Through him, God caused water to cause out of the rock. Why? He was a man of prayer. Example number 3 is Daniel, whose name is synonymous with prayer in scripture because whose name is synonymous with prayer in scripture. And he became a commander by the force of prayer. In Daniel chapter 6 verse 10. Concerning Daniel, the Bible said, now when Daniel knew that the right thing was signed, he went into his house and his windows being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem. He knelt upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. He was a man of prayer and he was a commander in his generation. Jabez, through prayer, became more honorable than his brethren. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9 and 10, the Bible said, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with what? With sorrow. Verse 2. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and that thou mayest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me. He prayed, and the Bible said, and the Lord granted him his request. And number 5th example is our master Jesus, who was prayer personified. He prayed at River Jordan while he was being baptized, and the heavens opened. And in Luke chapter 9 verse 29, he prayed, and the Bible said the fashion of his countenance was altered and his raiment was white and glistering. And he commanded the attention of his generation, and he's still a commander till date. See, tomorrow, the same yesterday, the same today, and forevermore. So what is prayer, if we may ask? Prayer is a platform of communion between man and God. It is the avenue for the sharing of thought, feelings, and desires between man and God. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Our Father, and after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Number 2, prayer is a platform for the expression of worship, adoration, and appreciation to the Almighty. Number 3, prayer is a platform for the enforcement of the will and plan of God in the earth. It is a platform to ensure that our world and lives line up with the pattern of things in heaven. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And number 4, prayer is a platform for the interception and interruption of satanic agenda. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So what are the profits of prayer?
When we pray, what should we expect?
Number one is spiritual power and authority. Genesis 32, verse 24 to 28, where we read, it said, and Jacob was left alone, and there rested a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he rested with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. The place of prayer is the place of power. The hour of prayer is the hour of power. To be prayerless is to be powerless, according to our Father. Men who kneel before God in prayer can stand before anyone and anything. Standing, kneeling before God in prayer is staying in the climate and vicinity of power. Acts chapter 3, verse 1, concerning Peter and John, the Bible said, and they went up into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the night hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who seen Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an arm. And at that hour, power was released. Because the hour of prayer is the hour of power. Number two is access to divine plan and vision. Access to divine plan and vision. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1. And I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say. Not just to hear, but to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. At the place of prayer, there's always what to see. There's always what to hear. I will watch to see what he will say unto me. To be too busy to pray is to be too busy to assess the will and the plan of God. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 30 and 31, the Bible says concerning Jesus, and behold, they talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elias. Number three, prophet of prayer number three is access to divine secrets. Ask of me and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. The place of prayer is the place of access to divine secrets. In Daniel chapter 2 verse 17. God said, then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael and Azariah, his companions. And companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. The place of prayer is the place of access to divine secret.
And for somebody here, on this mountain this morning, God will open your eyes to divine secrets in the name of Jesus Christ. Number four is access to the blessing. Access to the blessing. Exodus chapter 20 verse 24. The Bible said, an altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and shall sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings, and thy peace offerings, thy sheep and thy oxen. Genesis 32 verse 26. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Jabez said, bless me indeed. And the Lord granted him his request, because the place of prayer is the place, or the place of prayer is the place of the blessings of God, is the place of the commanded blessing. The place of prayer is the place for the enforcement of the blessing and the uprooting of the curse. Maybe you are here seated this morning battling with curses. But let's say congratulations, because on this mountain, at the place of prayer today, that curse shall be rolled away. And by the unction at work in the house, by the unction at work in our father, the life of our father, and at work in this commission, you will not live here with that same situation. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number five is access to divine voice and direction. Our father spoke on this extensively yesterday. Divine voice and direction. Ask and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Direction. Direction. Number six is access to open heaven. The place of prayer is the place of open heaven. The one who pray has access to both the climate and atmosphere of heaven. Open heaven. In Luke chapter 3 verse 21, Jesus was not the only one that was being baptized. But the Bible says, now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, he was the only one praying, the heaven was open. The heaven was open. Prayerful man and woman possesses an open heaven realm of existence. Every door shut against you today shall be blasted open, and every siege on your life today shall be lifted. In the name of Jesus Christ. You believe that? Say better. Amen. Number seven is a transformation of life. Transformation of life. In Luke chapter 9 verse 29. Concerning our master, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistening. Prayer does not only change things. We heard from our father that prayer also changes the person, the people that pray. It brings transformation. And number eight profit or dividend of prayer, number eight is the preservation of life and destiny. The place of prayer is the place of preservation for life and destiny. In other words, prayerlessness increases vulnerability. It increases disaster and destruction. Spiritual intensity facilitates destiny immunity. Daniel chapter 6. Verse 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into the house, and his windows being opened in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he knelt down upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. If you will pray, there is no devil no witch that is permitted to cut your life short before your time. Concerning Peter, Peter was lying between four battalions of soldiers, and he was to be killed, executed the following day. But the Bible said the prayer was offered by the brethren, the disciples, the church, without ceasing. And Jehovah intervened. And that agenda of the enemy was interrupted, intercepted. And for someone here, every appointment with death today is hereby cancelled. Is hereby cancelled. In the name of Jesus Christ. And number 10. Prayer facilitates the flow of the oil. Prayer is doorway to the word of the anointing. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 12 to 14. The Bible says, and I answered again and said unto him, what be these two olive branches which through the two golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? And he answered me and said, knowest thou not what this be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then said he, these are the two anointed ones that stand before the Lord of the whole earth. That stand before the Lord of the whole earth. The place of prayer is the place of the anointing. When we talk of the anointing, we are talking of God with a man. And at the place of prayer, the oil flows effortlessly. For somebody here, the oil will flow in your direction. In the name of Jesus Christ. You believe that, you say a better amen. Say a better amen. So, how do we secure results at the place of prayer? Number one, pray with desperation. Pray with desperation. Pray as if everything depends on prayer. Hear this. I heard this from my father. He says, spiritual things are not purchased with physical money. Spiritual things are purchased with spiritual currency. And one of the currencies for spiritual purchase is taste, hunger, desperation, passion. Change does not take time. It takes desperation. Pray with desperation. The earnest, the effectual fervent prayer availeth much desperation. Number two, pray with revelation. Pray with light. Pray with insight. Don't just pray. Pray with light. Hosea chapter 14, verse 1 and 2. Pray with light. O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God. For thou hast fallen by thy iniquity. Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity. Take with thee word and turn unto him. Take with thee word. Pray with revelation. Number three. Pray expectantly. Expectantly. Pray from victory point of view. If you don't believe that God will hear your answer, you don't pray. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, the Bible said, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And number four, pray tirelessly, ceaselessly, continuously, to see results on a continuous basis, tirelessly, ceaselessly. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17. Pray without ceasing, without ceasing. The only thing we do without ceasing is breathing. So in the same vein, we are expected to pray without out what? Without ceasing. In other words, let prayer become an atmosphere, not just an incident. Let it become an attitude, not just an act. Hallelujah. And then finally, how does it bring about dominion? Number one, it destroys satanic limitations and embargoes. And number two, it brings man in unity. It brings humanity in unity with divinity. And when you come to that point, you have no option but to rule and reign in your generation. It's a new day for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody is living here with the mandate of dominion. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you're that person, stand up to your feet with a shout of celebration. Lift up your hands and appreciate God for his word to you this morning. Give him praise, give him honor. Lafredo shin calabredo sikataya. Lefredo salike pecola brando sandala caparosidi. Ifrida sikako labrando salike pecola branda sandala caparose. Ike pecola branda satike pecola branda salia. Zike pecola branda salike pecola branda salia. Zike pecola branda salike pecola. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Say, Father, I ask that you increase my spiritual fire, passion. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, I ask for increase, increase in spiritual fire and passion. In the name of Jesus. I receive grace to pray without ceasing. In the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and speak to God. Jesus Christ. Say, Father, I make demands on the empowerment of my spirit. I make demands on the empowerment of the spirit to pray effectively, to pray fervently, to pray ceaselessly. I ask for the empowerment of the spirit to pray fervently, effectively, in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and make demands on the empowerment of the spirit. Empowerment of the spirit to pray fervently, to pray fervently, to pray fervently. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, Father, today I receive spiritual power and authority. I receive access to divine plan, divine plan and vision. I receive access to divine secret. I receive access to the blessing. In the name of Jesus, I receive access to divine voice and direction. In the name of Jesus, I receive access to open heaven. I receive access to open heaven. In the name of Jesus, I ask for transformation of my life. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, I ask for change of destiny. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, lift your voice and pray. In Jesus' precious name. Go ahead and appreciate God for answer to prayers.
Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. Have you been blessed, somebody? Many, many years ago, I heard that actual prayer is not something that is actually teachable. That prayer is actually learnt by praying. So the disciples said to Jesus, teach us to pray, not how to pray. Many people, when they see the disciples say, teach us how to pray. The Bible never said that. Teach us to pray. Don't teach me how to pray. Put me inside praying. Put me in the act of praying. So if you want to learn, somebody came to the revivalist in Wales, the Presbyterian founder, John Knox, and said, I am in need of revival. And he took the man into the room and said, we shall pray. And he locked the room and put his knees, the key under his knees. And he only rose up after about 8 hours from and then he released the man. You can now go and do likewise. That was the man that the Queen Mary of Scotland said, I fear the prayer of John Knox more than the army of Scotland. He banished the corrupt regime of that queen. You know, there were days when men changed power from the room of prayer, where they prayed in kings and prayed out kings. And we are in those days right now. He was the one who prayed and said, give me Scotland or I die. And he remained in his room. And while he kept praying, the Scottish people came and started knocking on the door. Open the door, we want to repent. That is, stop praying, we have changed. Hallelujah. Most decadence in every generation is a decadence in the altar of prayer. But I believe that something is changing right now. Those who kneel in prayer stand in authority. They stand in power. Anytime you see a man, when we say kneel in prayer, it's symbolic. Those who kneel before God in prayer, they must command power. Without any doubt. Without any doubt. Prayer and fasting is effortless. We're traveling to a country for a crusade. And I had waited on the Lord that day. I'm sure for those of you who know our schedule, you know that life is almost a permanent waiting on the Lord. I'd waited on the Lord and I wanted to eat. And they were serving the aircraft food around 3 o'clock, which was okay for me. That time it was okay for me. It was the ninth hour of the day. That was the hour that Paul and Silas went into. So, but I told my wife, I said, I don't feel like eating. I want to step my feet on the ground of that country first. Just step feet and make certain decrees. Food couldn't have taste.
There are some programs that food couldn't have taste until it is after the first night of the program. I can't remember the last time I ate food on a Sunday morning before Sunday service for 27 years. That is, you are too hungry that you had to eat before you came to church. How? Is it covenant with food? Dr. Ms. Enenche is here, is my witness. How is the food to be arranged? Do you understand what I'm saying? It's just normal. It's not rehearsed. It's not planned. It's not fasting. It's just normal. That is not fasting. It's normal. Which means that by the time you are settling down, it will be like 3 o'clock and above. I pray for a fresh baptism of the spirit of prayer. A fresh baptism of the spirit of prayer. A fresh baptism of waiting on the Lord. A fresh baptism of the spirit of prayer. The fresh baptism of the spirit of prayer. You believe that? Shout the loudest, say amen.
You are coming back with your testimony.
We do believe that you have been blessed by this message. To place your order for audios and DVDs of our messages, please contact us +234 80 332 00320, +234 80 331 44509, +234 704 00 74930, or visit our website at www.dunamisgospel.org. Remember, the devil is not in control. God is in control.
Child alone can't stop it. Child alone can't stop it. Nobody can stop it. Nothing, nothing, nothing can stop it. You are coming back with your testimony.